producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Of Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn with me here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're here. You're here. Rich McFadden is here. Kenny Kessler is here. And people seem to be excited about Coldplay being the Super Bowl talent. This is Super Bowl 50. What is it, the first weekend in February? Isn't that when it is usually?
No, yeah, February, yeah.
Yeah. It's usually near my birthday.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
We're shopping.
Happy birthday, Rich. Rich's birthday
happy
was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Rich. I missed
you
yesterday.
Good God, Roberta. Oy. What is that?
Well, my real...
Oh. Jeez. Oh. Nice job there. Hi. Okay, so Richie's just falling off of his chair trying to figure out. Yeah, exactly.
The Geek Squad. Call the Geek Squad.
Yeah. All right, so Coldplay is playing. They have three or four. I like the sound that they project. There's something about them that I find good. I love pop music.
They're a little boring. Do you think they're boring?
No. I think, well, maybe you do. I wouldn't discount your feelings just because they don't agree with mine.
All the time.
Yeah, but I've turned over a new leaf.
You're wrong. That's just stupid.
No, I would never, ever, ever call you stupid. I might say you were wrong.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Thursday.
No, never.
Fridays, never.
Never. So is it big news to anybody that Starbucks is delivering coffee now?
You know, say deliver over here.
Well, here's
what does that say about how much coffee costs?
Well, no, it says a number of things. But I find myself, and Kenny, I haven't had this conversation with you, and I haven't had it with Richie. Actually, I haven't had it at all. I'm beginning to not want to.
You haven't had it with Kenny Richie.
Well, I've been thinking about a policy in terms of, and I decide what we're going to talk about, so I guess I don't need Richie or Kenny or anybody else to say, okay,
you think
this
you
is.
Decide.
Right. We let you think you decide.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Hello. This thing on?
You play this game where you're like, oh, I don't want to tell anybody what we're going to talk about because I want it to be all spontaneous conversation.
Yeah?
We
do. And?
You.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, the point I'm trying to make in this conversation is that I would like not to promote businesses unless they want to pay me. Why should I tell people what Starbucks is doing? Why is that? It's a private business. And the news media gets suckered into this by, oh, Starbucks is going to deliver coffee. Why would the news media, unless they had a big contract with Starbucks to run advertising, that's normally what happens. On the front page of the New York Times is a story about Starbucks finally deciding they're going to deliver coffee. About 14 pages in, you'll see a half-page ad for Starbucks. And what a wonderful place it is to get a $7 cup of coffee. So you don't think that they're greasing their own?
If you're watching any of the TV morning shows, about 50 to 60% of the stories they talk about are paid or internally owned.
Yeah. If if you want a spot on The View to promote something, you're paying them $185,000 for a four-minute segment. Now, that's cheap, actually, for what goes on there. And by the way, there are plenty of times, plenty of opportunities. I was just back and forth emailing somebody who is a sales consultant that wants to have access to this program and the audience with a series of informational tidbits about something that I think is interesting. Will the audience find it interesting? I hope so. And he's going to pay to get on. I think that that's as long as you tell people, okay, this is what's going on, and you can usually tell anyway, it is okay. But in turning it around, I'm in business. I have to pay to keep all of the wheels going here, and in order to do that, I need advertiser support. So if Starbucks wants me to talk about their delivery, then let them become the new official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Other than that,
for one, by the way.
There we go. There's a start.
I'll be the first delivery.
Yeah, but
so
see, I spent three minutes talking about it.
Just as long as you
sucker.
All right. Now, the year 2015 is over pretty soon. We are 3 weeks to the day away from Christmas.
So 4 weeks from the day.
4 weeks from today is New Year's.
Wow.
4 weeks from
Make
today is
count.
New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So what were some of the good things, depending on the business that you're in, this past year has been pretty cool. For example, if you're an investment banker, there have been $4.3 trillion worth of mergers and acquisitions this year, and all of them funded by the investment bankers on Wall Street. So what do you think the bonus numbers are going to look like at the end of the year? What do you think? You know, there's all this talk, the news media and some of the politicians and people who are advocates say, oh, look at all the money these guys are making. This is terrible. You should give it to the poor. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, fine. Want to give it to the poor? That's up to you. You do what you want with it. But in terms of how much money has been generated by all of this stuff, it's pretty significant, which is, again, the reason I'm bringing it up is because the economy is better, and it's not thanks to politicians. It's not thanks to, this administration has created X number of jobs. Bunkum. What's gone on is that people have finally realized that they can sort of work around the government. And, Rishi, will you pull Roberta down, please? People can finally work around the government and get things done. So the advances, the frustration that people have in terms of, let's say, buying a new car. I haven't had a new car for a long time, didn't have the money. Now I'm going to find the money because I need a new car. So that's why car sales are up. Finally, people are giving in to the need, not the whim. I mean, a lot of people get cars because they just want to, but many more people are getting them because they have to. Look at Kara. She bought a new car the other day, and what was she driving, a 1992 something or other, Richie?
Yeah.
Some old piece of
junk.
I think
the car was older than Kara, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Actually.
So she bought a Honda or something.
No, she got a Ford.
Bought a Ford.
Oh, Ford, that's right, too. Yeah, right, good. Okay, so that's good. Somebody around me bought a Honda. I don't remember who it was.
My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. Hello?
All righty then.
Really?
Didn't see that coming.
I'd like to see it going, though. Yeah. See you later,
you
alligator.
Know, my girlfriend rolls a Honda playing workout days of Fonda,
no.
But Fonda ain't got her motor.
No.
Or Honda. My Anaconda.
No.
Okay.
14 past the hour.
There you go.
Something shiny.
That's it. Well, that's something that's contagious on
Friday.
This
program.
It's better when Doug sings a 45-year-old song because he sees a word that reminds him of it.
Everybody's heard it about the bird.
You want to know what's sad? Actually, Sir Mix-a-Lot might be older than, I mean, the song might be older than Kara.
Yeah.
What year was she born?
Okay. So here's speaking of old, Richie. Let's go back to this date in 1818, when Illinois, the state of Illinois, was brought into the Union. Do you know what the word Illinois means? Do you know where it comes from?
Illini, fighting Illini.
Yeah, but that's. But you've got to get to the root of it. It's an Indian word meaning tribe of superior men.
Hmm.
There's a book and a tape series around about the life or being a superior man that is it's actually quite compelling, quite interesting. And I was thinking about what you just, when you said fighting Illini and what the state was all about. The most famous Illinois native was Abraham Lincoln. We all would agree with that, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm thinking, though, with the negative news coverage of what's going on in Chicago and Rahm Emanuel, and also thinking about the president and the people who now say they're proud to be from Illinois. Are the people in Illinois proud that they came from Illinois? That is, look at all the corrupt governors. Never mind Rahm Emanuel and Obama, but how many, there are like three or four Illinois governors that ended up in jail in the last 20 years or so. And I'm just kind of wondering why it is that a state with such a great legacy, the legacy of Abraham Lincoln, would be soiled by all of this corruption. Because let's face it, what's going on in Chicago today? We all know, we've heard the stories. The reason, for God's sakes, that Kennedy got to be president was because his old man knew how to corrupt the ward boss system in Chicago, and that's how he carried Illinois. They bought the votes in Chicago, and Nixon knew that. and said, well, I'm not going to fight with him because it would be bad for the country. Good for him. And you can find that in any number of books, historical perspectives on it. Kennedy knew his old man had wired it in Chicago, and Nixon knew that it was wired in Chicago. But still in all, there's something about, maybe it's because my mother was from Illinois, I don't know, there's something about Illinois that holds a mystique for me. I think Chicago is one of our great cities, despite of its the foolishness that goes on there. And then you travel downstate, get on the Illinois, they still run the city of New Orleans, which is a great train. You get on the train and go down through the heartland of Illinois and see all the beautiful farms and things. It's just kind of a neat state. It's too bad there's so many crumbs that get to be nationally significant, these crumb-bum politicians that come out of there, because it really is a great state. All right, so I've said that for the benefit of the three or four stations that carry this program from Illinois. Yes, Reggie?
The Illinois word is really not Illinois. It's Irenewaki.
Yeah,
it's what?
French, Irenewaki.
Yeah,
and the French didn't know how to say or didn't have a word that translated, so they changed it to Illinois, which means tribe of superior men.
Yes.
But we're actually, Irenewaki means speaks the regular way.
Huh. Okay. Irenewaki.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Rizzi. 17 past the hour on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster.
What a technical genius.
It's Roberta. All right, let's get the report. Get going, Roberta. What do we have?
Okay, how about some free Christmas music from Google? Yes, free, free, free. Google Play has a fun deal on holiday music. You can download three MP3 albums absolutely free. You're going to have to enter a credit card number or a PayPal account stuff, but you will not be charged. You can get Blake Shelton. Cheers, it's Christmas MP3. You can get Mariah Carey's Merry Christmas album, and you can get Josh Groban's Noel MP3. These are absolutely free, absolutely incredible deal if you really want to make your mind numb with Christmas music. Okay, Amazon Prime Baby. You get a free gift bundle when you register for Amazon Prime Baby. It's a teether and some bite and brush stuff. It's worth about $15. And Staples, 5 packs of copy paper for $5. Lots and lots of coupons. All of this stuff is on the Better Living section in DougStephan.com. Look for the Queen of Cheap. Great ways to save money.
All right, that's all the best, rather the Better Living. The comparative, not the superlative. We should change the name of the box, Richie, to the best living.
Superlative living.
Yes, that's actually even better, Roberta. Thank you. 21 after on Good Day.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I found love just in time from Christmas.
Ooh.
What a lovely Christmas. Spending it with you.
I like this.
We like it.
Christmas star of the day is Kanisha Kay, who has recorded, and you can get at KanishaKayMusic.com, a song called I Found Love Just in Time for Christmas. This is her single from 2013, which she debuted here on this program, one of the most added songs on AC radio stations, adult contemporary stations across the country that year. Recorded in the old Capitol Records studios in Los Angeles. Why don't I call
it? Oh, is that the Round building?
Yep.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
cool.
Hey, Kanisha was in awe of using the same studio where Frank Sinatra recorded, the Beach Boys recorded, Paul McCartney completed a recording session there for his latest album. So why not be around the greats? Kanisha, welcome back to Good Day.
Having me back.
All right, so tell us a little about you. I always like to probe into how it is that people get into this world of music. When did you develop a love? Did you have good training? What's your story?
Really, I just sang in school. It wasn't something that I was like planning on doing. And my senior year, I did a solo in the big show that our school does, kind of just like people can audition, do solos, and it doesn't have to be like school music. And I did Stormy Weather, and the clip got online. And Robin Robbins from the Silver Bullet Band saw it online and wanted to meet with me. So that's kind of where that started.
Really? That was that Bob Seger's band.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So how did that go? What happened as a result of that?
I made my first album.
So?
I got involved, and he started introducing me to people, and that's kind of where that got started, and he introduced me to my first manager, and he's the one who got me hooked up with Capitol Studios.
So how do you get inspired? How did you learn how to write? I know you're writing music for yourself and others. How do you actually go about learning? Do you have one piece of paper that has the lyrics and then another piece of paper that actually has the music on it? And do you have to go to understand the relationship of flats to sharps and all that stuff?
I never had to do that. I just kind of sit down at a piano, and I usually write the lyrics and play music at the same time when I write by myself.
Do you go with the hook first, or do you
try
to...
My producer.
Kanisha, do you try to write the hook or the chorus first? What do you zone in on?
Whatever comes to me first, really. I don't really have good form, I guess.
Well,
I just
cool.
kind of go with whatever.
Well, you hear the stories all the time of people who are doing what you're doing. They get up in the middle of the night, and they run to the piano. They got a piece of paper, and they write this stuff down, or they try to record it so that they don't lose it. We all have thoughts in the middle of the night. Sometimes if I don't write them down, they're gone. So,
by the way, Doug,
I've had to do that before,
yeah.
too.
Jennifer,
so I totally get it.
I'm curious. Kanisha has a song on her album called Stupid Boyfriend.
I love that. I've been inspired by somebody, Kanisha.
What happened to you? Are you like Taylor Swift to write about your experiences with men?
I have done that before. That's not about a specific guy because, like, you've heard the song.
Because
cool.
there's so
like,
many stupid guys around.
I know. Why limit it to just one?
Right.
Yeah. All right. So let's finish our visit with her latest release, Kanisha K. This is racing up the Billboard and Media Base Adult Contemporary charts. It's a great Christmas version, a nice jazz version of I'll Be Home for Christmas, Kanisha. Thank you for being here and continued success. I hope that things go well for you. We'll be listening for more of this. And you'll be able to check out some of the Christmas music at Kenny's spot, his Sounds of Christmas website. 28 after on Good Day.
This Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's, only once a year. Take an extra 25% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great savings in-store and online. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And gift giving just got easier at Kohl's. Now you can buy online, pick up in-store. Get the shipping fee and get it today. Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
To the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting American.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets are just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For those of you who think you can hear the thoughts of Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program, plus sign up for Rich McFadden's comments at DougStephan.com or Kenny Kessler. Help yourself to what's going on here. You'll all be happy to know, those of you who are alone at Christmas, what a horrible time of year to be alone. So here's the fix. How many people are alone and like Disney products, Disney World, Disneyland, all the Disney things?
Yes,
we're a Disney family.
Yeah.
Okay. So if folks at Disney never are short of ideas to make some money, there is a new program that they have called Mouse Mingle at Disney. It's a dating service for people who love Disney called Mouse Mingle. I'm not making this up, folks. Mouse Mingle. The site works like most dating services. Except you enter your favorite Disney song at registration, along with your favorite princes or princesses, where you live in relationship to Disney parks, and whether you have an annual pass or not. You also explain if you're looking for a romantic relationship or just a park pal. So you want a little hunga bunga lunga, then you you like Disney. I mean,
it's you know what this is?
I know what it is. It's another way for Mouse Disney to make money.
I would love to do this. Cause
this isn't affiliated with Disney.
No.
The guy who was put it together was a former Disneyland radio engineer.
What was his name? I used to know some of those guys.
His name is Dave Tavares.
Hmm. Interesting.
There is so much money made off of the Disney brand from non-affiliated people.
Yeah, either with him or against or without him.
It's so huge. It's unbelievable. But I think what this is the more for the locals who have annual passes.
Yeah, and they want to go hang out.
And they want to go hang out.
Yeah, they want company.
And need a pal.
And maybe they have a dream about doing it on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Frankly, the only reason that I did
hypothetically
is because I wanted to say Mouse Mingle on the air. That was the only reason that I brought that.
Great idea.
Mouse Mingle.
Doug just totally ignored me, but that's all right.
What did you say?
No, forget it.
No,
time has passed.
What did you say? No, come on.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, no,
I just said some people may want to use that because they have a dream about maybe doing it on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
I think I could probably have ignored that and been just as well off, frankly.
Yo ho!
Cute website says, "Find your Mickey or Minnie."
Sweet. Yeah, that's pretty.
Jennifer, get out of the gutter.
You know, Johnny Depp sometimes shows up at Pirates.
Right,
you know, at the end
you're
of the ride, you see him sitting there in the chair. There's like a mannequin, you know, an animatronic. Yeah. Sometimes they remove the animatronic, and he actually goes and sits there.
And he
Down. Yep. Mm. So there's a reason to go on a ride.
What Richie, I'm trying to move this thing along. What Richie said was something that was pretty interesting, actually. The way we all are, I think it was Rich, you said it, there are so many different ways to have dates or to get together people, finding commonality. I was thinking of something, I just saw something about Oprah Winfrey. She's written a book called The Life You Want, if you haven't seen it. This is a memoir that will be published apparently about a year from now, but they're writing it and putting it together, and it's supposed to be a combination of her life story and lessons that we can draw from it for our own personal growth. She's doing a lot of that now with the Deepak Chopra and others to try to inspire people. A lot of the same sort of thing that she did on her program, frankly, and she tries to do on the OWN network, but this is being done now under understanding the new media, putting out all kinds of blogs, and there are special downloads and all that kind of stuff.
Do you really think she has the life she wants?
Well, you know, Richie, you were sort of a step ahead of me. She probably thinks about that
while she's sitting on her gold toilet, Richie.
Right, exactly.
So what good? What difference does it make? You sit on a gold toilet or a plastic toilet?
She has a great friend in Gale. She has a boyfriend in Stedman. She's any project she does.
Now, why would you give the inference that you think she's gay? Just because she's friends with another one.
I didn't.
You did, Gail.
Well, I'm just saying. She seems to be out with Gail more than she is out with
Stedman. Well, maybe she likes the company more than Stedman. He looks kind of a stiff to me. I wouldn't want to be spending too much time with him.
But, I mean, every project she puts her name on. I mean, I was just, this is kind of sort of unrelated, but not. I was doing an event for my local radio program in Los Angeles with Ed Klein, who wrote a book about Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, people attribute Barack Obama's 1 million votes from Barack Obama came from Oprah Winfrey's endorsement. Do you know what kind of power this woman has?
Right. And I bet she regrets having done it at this point.
She does, actually. You know why? Because she was promised, this is something kind of interesting, she was close with the Clintons, but then she found out that the Clinton staff was looking for an endorsement from her in 2008, but they had titled the email, "The Fat Lady Hasn't Sung Yet."
And she took it personally.
So she doesn't like the Clintons. Then she decided because of that she'd get, you know, into bed with Obama. He's the first black president. She endorsed him and was promised that she'd be able to handle, she'd have an office at the White House. She'd be able to handle some social events and initiatives. And they didn't give her anything. Michelle's iced her out. So now she's like, I'm staying out of politics. And if you look it up, anytime anybody asks her for a political endorsement, she says, I don't do that because.
Yeah. And I want to tell you something else. This is not about politics at all.
Was all in for
Michelle Obama.
Obama
is an ice queen. She is much more, if the word dangerous is the word, I'm not sure what the right word is to use for her, but it has nothing to do with her sex. It just has to do with not necessarily even the drive, because you know how much I encourage, I don't even like the sexist things that separate men and women. That was clear this morning with my comments about men, women in combat and women in the service, and I made it clear I have to apologize for anything. I find her, at least kind of with Obama himself, you kind of know where he's coming from. I think she's very devious. I think that she puts him up to, I don't think he's that smart, frankly.
Hillary has a very hard time, apparently, with Michelle Obama. And there's like a triangle around President Obama that he's one point. Valerie Jarrett is another. And then Michelle's a third. And the relationship really falls heavily. The power falls heavily with Valerie and with Michelle Obama. She's much more powerful than you think.
I think the woman behind the throne in this circumstance is, I want to say something and then I want to apologize for it before I say it, but it has nothing to do with sex. It has to do with the overall attitude. Just because you're a woman, that doesn't mean you're this particular way or you're a man, you're that way. Especially now when the definition of the sexes, the delineation has become more together than apart. So there aren't special categories. And I'm all for this, by the way. I think everybody needs to be regarded on their merits and not whether they're black or white or rich or poor or women or men. It's just, okay, who are you? And I think she's not a good person. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's a horrible president and done some things that are really... I don't think devious, but the stuff that's going on now on the with the focus on global warming and the way these companies... See, I think these guys all get bought off. And Richie says this all the time. You never know what you're going to confront until you actually sit in the chair.
They all think they're going to make big changes, and then they sit in the chair and they look at all the books.
I mean, I think the healthcare thing was probably... there was good intention on somebody's part, but it's become an ungodly nightmare because they don't have the intellectual ability to really look down the road and see what their efforts are going to mean. And because people have become... I mean, the whole thing was bought and paid for by the insurance industry. And the amount of money that flowed around... You know, if you look at the Clinton Foundation, what we were talking about with them yesterday, and Obama decides to do the same thing, most of them, after they get out of the office, they set up these foundations because all the people that they helped during their presidency pay them off.
Cash again.
They pay them back there in some way, shape, or form. Look at how intricate the Clinton Foundation is, shuffling all the money through this Canadian Foundation and the stuff that goes on there. These people, the Clintons are worth a couple hundred million bucks now because of their ability to sort of maneuver through the system. They figured it out. And, you know, I think you can go to school. I think Michelle has figured it out. She's very smart. And so they're fiddling themselves. They've got a year left. Let's see what we can keep doing so that we can get as much in, you know, as much for us as we can when we get out. I think that's what's going on, a lot of it anyway. So it's disappointing, but it is what it is. Anyway, in a moment, we're going to pay tribute to Scott Weiland from the Stone Temple Pilots.
Weiland.
It's Weiland?
Yep.
Okay, Weiland. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, no, he's not in your wheelhouse.
No, not
sure.
He's not in my realm. But
Kenny and I, definitely.
I want to make sure that you are heard, Richie, and Kenny is heard, and all the people who like Weiland are heard as well, because you're not going to hear from him anymore. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. During the holiday season, consumers usually juggle multiple travel plans. However, being flexible in your travel itinerary can make the difference between a hectic experience and one that's low stress. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Being flexible when planning your holiday travel is key. For example, we all know that holiday flights can be overbooked and crowded. Thankfully, airlines regularly give out vouchers to those willing to switch flights. If you can, be flexible about your travel times and take advantage of these offers because there can be some great perks, such as valuable travel credit. Likewise, I love ditching the restrictions of typical airline rewards cards. My Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card eases my holiday experience because there are no blackout dates, and I can book on any airline, anytime, and pay myself back with the points I earned. Redeeming points on travel purchases makes my holiday very merry.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized, one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code Radio60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code Radio60.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's sound.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at Staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Scott Whelan,
and the Stone Temple Pilots.
Yep.
And if you were at my house last weekend, Doug, this is a song you would have heard me playing on my guitar.
Really?
Last Friday night.
How'd it come out? How's it sound?
That's good. That's good. I like it. I've played this song for a long time.
Why'd you tape yourself when you're doing that and play it on the air? So we can make fun of you.
Right. That'd be like me taping you singing.
Can make fun of you?
Yeah, this guy died about. Because he was a...
So Scott Weiland, who is a long-troubled front man for Stone Temple Pilots, one of the great grunge bands of the 90s, passed away last night. And how would you like this? Passing away at a country inn and suites.
Oh, my.
In Bloomington, Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness. He was his tour bus.
Yeah.
He was touring with his band, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts. And, you know, just a great front man, great songwriter, great singer. Was in a band called Velvet Revolver after Stone Temple Pilots, which was a mashup of Stone Temple Pilots and... oh, shoot, Ken. Slash from
Guns N' Roses. Guns N' Roses.
And just, you know, great stuff. So it's sad. The guys always, always had drug problems.
Yep.
You knew it was coming. You knew one day you would hear this.
Scourge. 48, my God, what a life far.
Yeah, 48 years old.
All right, so now let's turn our attention to the performances yesterday by some of the Republican candidates for president who spoke at the Republican Jewish Coalition Forum. Donald Trump said, "I'm a good negotiator like you folks."
So bad. So funny, though.
Oh, my goodness.
A moderate amount of anti-Semitic. That's
their a little.
Okay.
Do they like it, though?
Then Ben Carson spoke of the evils of hummus. I must have had that for lunch.
Hummus is bad.
He meant Hamas, but he didn't sound good when he came down to that. And I don't even know why Jim Gilmore is even a focus of this, but he reminded everybody.
Not letting him talk. You know, he doesn't even make it to the debate stage now.
Well, he told the Republican Jewish Coalition he had seen Schindler's List the night before, so he felt in sympathy.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Are these people like clueless?
Yes.
That's pretty
I saw the movie White Chicks, and now I feel like we are some Padres, Roberta.
Oh, my God. I saw the movie Farmageddon, and that's why I closed down my farm. Anyway, Donald Trump, God love him. I'm just like you folks. I'm a good negotiator.
The evils of hummus.
Yeah. Well, it's entertaining anyway. What the heck?
What do they do to those chickpeas? It's terrible. It's just terrible.
What are they doing with you chickpeas?
They're smashing them with no regard.
They're smashing them with no regard. Making hummus.
Oh, that's right, too. I forgot about that. All right, it's 51 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The best part of this movie, it's kind of a cute movie though, is here Darlene Love performs her Christmas standard with the Brian Setzer Orchestra. Richie,
love that.
Jingle All the Way was the movie. Number one during this week, or actually during the Christmas season of 1996. Got some more clips from it.
Excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
What a... Who told you you can eat my cookies?
Mm. Oh, these cookies! I gotta get the recipe from Les.
Put that cookie down! Now!
Where's your Christmas spirit?
Put that cookie down.
Do you know Robert Conrad was in this movie, Dougie?
He was. Really?
Yes.
And what was it? What did he play?
A cop.
He was a cop. Yeah, really? That's right, Checker.
Who was?
Just for
Robert
fun?
Robert Conrad.
He was just in it as a cameo, so he would have some...
a fun thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. It sounds fun. All right, so anyway... What I like best about it is Darlene Love and Sleigh Ride, even though it's not the original version. Kind of a cool, jazzed up one with Setzer and the gang. Very nicely done. All right, 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with the predictions and the descriptions of the movies coming out this weekend. Should be another big movie weekend. We'll find out the bottom line here. Plus, Chucker has details on Pamela Anderson posing for Playboy's final nude issue. He'll be doing that. We'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
All right, so, Chucker, what do we have to look forward to this weekend at the box office?
Only one movie, Doug, opening nationwide, right up your wheelhouse. It's Krampus, a PG-13 Christmas horror movie.
I have been with some of you in line waiting for a ticket to that tonight.
I think I'm going to bring my 10-year-old daughter.
Of course you are, yes. Right,
he says it should make a Christmas season.
All right, so in terms of predictions for your Monday report of the movies that are out there, there were a number of new releases, four or five, look like they're fairly decent. The Julia Roberts movie, certainly one.
I think it'll be a repeat of last weekend for the most part. I think Hunger Games
still
will squeak in number one. I think Pixar's Good Dinosaur will probably be number two, and I think Creed's going to hold up well. The consensus from
word of mouth is very good on that. Yeah,
it's for our listening audience. If you like Rocky, go see Creed because it's a terrific film.
Well, if you like Stallone, you'll like this in many different ways. You see the announcement this week that they're going to do a Rambo TV series that he's going to produce. You see that?
I've heard stories about that on and off. I don't like the idea.
Does it translate?
But I also don't think he should do Rambo on the big screen anymore. But
I mean, because he's too old, or because it's a lousy, it's too violent, and it's a lousy message.
No, I don't have a problem with the violence. You know that. I think he's just getting up there to play Rambo. But it'll probably happen.
Yeah.
One other bit of movie news: Quentin Tarantino's Western, which opens on Christmas Day, The Hateful Eight, clocks in a running time of 3 hours, has an intermission and an overture. Now, while I think that's a fairly cool idea, I got a feeling the multiplexes are going to hate that it has an intermission and an overture.
Well, what's despicable about it is that it is so violent and they're introducing it on Christmas Day. I think that's an outrage, frankly. I'd boycott it just because of that. Richie, you're about a minute ahead of things, aren't you?
Oh, sure I am.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, Chucker, I wasn't being facetious. I was sort of wanted to get a chuckle out of you and your observations. I was thinking about whether Pamela Anderson had ever done anything significant in the movies. She certainly has been a fixture on television, but has she done any movies? When I saw the fact she was going to be out,
she did that one movie called Barbed Wire, which they tried to elevate her into somewhat serious movie. It didn't do very well.
It inspire tattoos, though. Remember the barbed wire tattoo?
Really?
But in full disclosure, I find her very attractive.
Really?
Yeah, she's very
yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think she has attributes that are attractive. Yeah.
Are they going to bring back Barbie Benton, too?
Nah, she was
that's not going to happen.
What, former girlfriends of Hugh Hefner? Is that what this is going to be? She's 48 years old, by the way.
And she's still hot.
And still has some. That's not that old.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor.
proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.